No matter how hard you try. Yeah, the Monty Show, unstoppable as always on a Tuesday. Yes, we're still talking football, Jake, because Malcolm Butler still has not played in the Super Bowl.
And Tom Brady's backing him up.
Yeah, Tom and Malcolm Butler apparently are in love. Okay, they're in love. They love each other. All right.
Okay.
We'll talk a lot of Malcolm Butler today. We'll talk a lot of TB12 today. Got to talk a lot of LeBron James today because apparently LBJ is not real happy in Cleveland. Magic Johnson's terrible at being a basketball executive. Owners are colluding. We have stats to back it up. A steroid-using guy is going to have his number retired. And who would you rather have, Machado? Would you rather have El Chapo or Elon Musk? All three of those guys will make an appearance on the show today. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah,
a little rage.
Solid.
Little rage to bring you into the show today. Let's get into this Malcolm Butler thing because it is what everybody is talking about. For better or for worse, you cannot tell me that Malcolm Butler is innocent. Sorry, I don't buy it. I'd love to believe that Malcolm Butler is this innocent victim of Bill Belichick. And right, we get it. But he's not. Are you telling me, and this is the problem, if you don't know, Malcolm Butler, who played 98% of the available snaps to him this season, arguably made one of the best defensive plays in the history of the Super Bowl. Are you telling me that Bill Belichick just arbitrarily said, nah, fuck it, I'm not going to play him?
No, I'm with you on this one. I do think that Bill had a reason for it. If it's not weed, it better be a really good reason.
It's not weed.
But it better be a really good reason. Because you lost the Super Bowl and you gave up a ton of yards. I mean, your defense looked bad. So there better be a good reason for this.
My feeling is there is. You know, Ed Werder, late of ESPN, tweeted out today that Malcolm Butler also was not on the team flight to Minneapolis. He missed opening night festivities, which is a big deal. I know he was sick this week, but Malcolm Butler said he did not. He said, quote, I did not miss curfew. He said, quote, or take part in ridiculous behavior that's being reported. I spent every night with my family and made bed check. Okay, so what do you believe here? Because I don't believe that Bill Belichick is giving away his legacy because all of a sudden he's got, you know, a hot burr under his saddle for Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, I mean, it's not adding up. There's something here that's not adding up, and it's hard to go against Bill Belichick here because it doesn't make sense that he would bench Malcolm Butler for no reason. That's the biggest hurdle that I can't get over. Now, I also don't think Malcolm Butler did weed the night before the Super Bowl or the
did
day
weed.
Of.
What
the,
do you mean did weed?
It's I don't like, think he got caught with weed.
Hey, man, you want to do some weed? Hey, brah, let's do some weed.
You're mocking a bro. You're mocking Malcolm Butler and you've never done weed.
No, I'm mocking you because you said do some weed, bro. You don't do weed. Don't you smoke weed?
Okay, I don't think he smoked any doobage the night before the Super Bowl, and got caught with it when he tried to make bed check. I don't think that happened. I think it's something else. It has to be something else more serious.
I personally believe he just had a terrible week. I think he was sick. I think he missed the team flight. I think he missed team activities around that week. I think this is a huge problem, and I just don't know. I don't know how you explain this. By the way, I don't care that Tom Brady said of Malcolm Butler that I love you, bro, he said, as I fix my tripod on Facebook Live because it's leaning backwards, apparently. There you go.
Multitasking.
Lilo Dallas. Multipass. We talked movies yesterday. Tom Brady commented on that post from Malcolm Butler and said, quote, love you, Malcolm. Called him a great teammate. And people have lost their minds. They're like, oh, Tom Brady agrees with Malcolm Butler. He's leaving. He's not leaving. He's supporting a teammate, and I have no problem with that.
Right.
So do you care that he commented on that?
Well, I guess I can understand why people are a little excitable about Tom Brady commenting. Well, he didn't really take a side in this whole thing, and I don't think it's necessarily his responsibility to take a side on this. But when you comment on the guy's Instagram post that he's saying he's denying all this stuff,
and you
don't take a side either way, I think it just puts you in a precarious situation.
I think it does as well.
I mean, if you're Tom Brady, you either need to say, "Hey, look, Malcolm was there. I'm not really sure what happened," and he can't do that. If you're Tom Brady, you can't say that, but you also can't say, "Well, you know, Bill's right. Malcolm Butler missed bed check."
Yeah,
so he's not in a position to take a side here. So really, it's a no-win situation for Tom Brady.
It absolutely is a no-win situation for Tom Brady. And I don't know how, if you are Tom Brady, you put yourself in this position. Because doesn't Tom Brady owe it to his teammate to, I don't know, I don't want to say support him, but if Malcolm Butler is being wronged, I can't see Tom Brady just letting it go.
Is there even a remote chance that Malcolm Butler is being wronged here? Is that even a possibility? Yeah.
Well, newsflash, Bill Belichick is not always the nicest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, RKB made a good point on Periscope. He said Butler is not the most intelligent individual. I don't know Malcolm. I'm not sure if he's intelligent or not. But, I mean, the next NFL player that smokes weed is not going to be the first guy, right? So I could see that if happening, but I can't see Bill Belichick benching a guy in the Super Bowl. Malcolm Butler played 98% of New England snaps.
And he's had big moments for them over the past couple years.
Dude, he made the single biggest play in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Period. The interception on the goal line, Russell Wilson, to win the Super Bowl. Single biggest play in the history of the Super Bowl by some. I'm telling you, this is about more than just weed and missing curfew.
Does it ever come out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has to, right?
At some point. Because a bunch of people know what happened. And at some point, right now, there's just too much respect for Bill Belichick. My question is there a chance that Bill Belichick doesn't return to New England next year? Because there's a lot of his current players.
He goes to another team or just retires?
I think there's a chance he just doesn't coach the Patriots. I can't see him coaching another team. I would be stunned by that.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that if... Think about it this way. If he leaves New England, does he not become the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Because, I mean, Firecrotch down there, what's his name? Mr. Redhead, former backup quarterback, Jason Garrett. Are you telling me that they wouldn't love to replace him? Are you telling me that every team in the NFL wouldn't love to replace their guy?
They have offers from every team.
Is Tampa not immediately calling Bill Belichick? It'd be hard to see the Browns, the Packers, replacing Fathead McCarthy with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's every team in the NFL would want to hire him. You know, like, I don't know. I see the Tom Brady riff that's supposedly there. Josh McDaniels took the Colts job today, so now Matt Patricia's in Detroit, his defensive coordinator. Josh McDaniels, his offensive coordinator, is in Indianapolis. The staff is going to completely change.
Yep.
You're going to lose a guy in Malcolm Butler. You got to rebuild your defense, likely. You're going to have to lose
Gronk.
Gronk is talking about retirement. Great point. Is Tom Brady coming back? You have to fix a fractured relationship with TB12.
So it seems like Bill Belichick,
all of this stuff,
in the New England executives need to answer all their what ifs. They need to figure out what exactly they have for next year.
Yes, yes, and yes. You have to figure out who you are as a football team, because losses like that are not easy to overcome.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Nope.
It's very difficult to overcome that. Gut feeling, Tom Brady back in New England.
Yeah, I think I my feeling is that he's going to play two more seasons and then he'll be done.
Who will be there longer, Brady or Belichick? I'm going to say Tom Brady.
I think Tom Brady, yeah.
I would not be surprised, and maybe I'm an idiot, but I would not be surprised if Bill Belichick does not coach another game for the Patriots. I would be surprised.
I think that all comes down to the Malcolm Butler situation, and that all comes down to the Tom Brady relationship.
Malcolm Butler, either way, is not Belichick out of there.
If he mismanaged that player and to a degree where it's embarrassing, or he made a big mistake, or, you know, if he had a big misstep there with the Malcolm Butler situation and he suspended him for a reason that he shouldn't have, then that could just put fuel on the fire.
I'm sure it could. Look, here nor there. The Malcolm Butler thing doesn't matter to me. When I'm talking about Bill Belichick, huge turnover on his staff, friction with the owner, friction with his star quarterback, the best quarterback that's ever played the game.
Right.
There's friction there. If there was ever a time that Bill Belichick would be replaced or retire or whatever it might be. He's got nothing left to prove. I could see it happening. Is it? I'm not predicting it's going to happen. All I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I do want to get to LeBron James quickly. Well, it's not going to be quick. What a day for LeBron James news. Let me just recap a couple of things on LBJ. LeBron, there was early talk about the Cavs trading LeBron James before Thursday's deadline. Then it almost immediately came out, hey, no, he's got a no-trade clause, which LeBron has said he won't waive. And then the conversation immediately shifted to, is LeBron James slipping? He had a terrible January. He's playing the worst basketball that I've ever seen him play right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting question. Is LeBron James on the backside of the hill all of a sudden?
I definitely think he's past his prime, but that doesn't mean he's a bad player. That doesn't
mean he's past his prime.
Physically, he's not in his prime anymore. He's in his, what is he, 33 now? He's something like that, right?
Yeah. I don't know that that matters. Age to LeBron James doesn't matter. Age to Kobe doesn't matter. LeBron James is healthy. That's what matters to me.
The dude's played the most minutes anybody's ever played.
I get it. But he also trains like nobody else has ever trained. He is a bodybuilder. He is a guy that I think is uniquely built to do that. And at 33.
Yeah,
at 33, I think he's got a lot of great basketball left. If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, do you even consider trading LeBron James?
Well, no, I mean, that's not really an option. I mean, he said he's not going to waive that no
but
trade.
But if would you trade LeBron James? I would, yes. The answer is yes, you would. Because Kevin Love is not a difference maker.
If you trade LeBron James, you're tearing that whole thing down. I mean,
if you trade LeBron James,
you're going to trade Kevin Love, you're trading J.R. Smith, and you're trading Tristan Thompson. That you're just doing
correct.
And I wouldn't even put it past him to shop Isaiah Thomas because he's just been a disaster for them.
Correct.
You're left with the Derrick Roses of the world.
Correct. Why would you keep this together? I think this goes back to last summer in a story that also came out on LeBron today. LeBron James allegedly told the owner of the Cavaliers not to trade Kyrie Irving, bring him to camp, and we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Without going back to LeBron, they traded Kyrie Irving to the Boston Celtics in a move that now is infamous because Isaiah Thomas has been terrible for the Cavs.
It's kneecapped the Cavs.
Yeah, it's killed them.
Yeah.
And LeBron supposedly is unhappy, and this is fueling his departure this summer. And I think fueling this talk about whether or not they should trade him. And I think they should. Honestly, if LeBron was open to it, I would trade LeBron James.
If LeBron James has made up his mind that he's leaving the Cavs this summer, does that mean that he is the type of guy or player that would be okay just kind of mailing it in the rest of the year?
Well, I think there's some real belief that he's mailing it in right now.
Because he's already done the whole come back to Cleveland tour and win a championship. He's done that already. So really, he doesn't really have much more to prove for Cleveland. It's no longer about coming back to Cleveland and winning the championship. He's done that. So I guess the question is, what's next for LeBron James? Where is he going to go next?
I would love to see Houston. I'd love to see
him and Harden would be a great combination.
Harden, and CP3 without Trevor Ariza. Thanks, I'm good.
Yeah,
they'd win the championship. I'd love to see LeBron go to Minnesota. That would offer them a
ton of flexibility.
I would love to see LeBron. Oklahoma City.
Doesn't seem like a LeBron place. I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so. Of course, RKB says LeBron to Utah. Nah.
Come on.
Portland?
Dame
and LeBron together?
Nah.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, it would be good, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I that'd be pretty good. Would you trade him to the LA Lakers?
What are you going to get back? That's the
question.
Julius
Randle?
It can't just be. It won't. Jordan Clarkson? It would have to be like three players for
Kyle Kuzma? And you'd have to take on Luol Deng's contract.
If you could do that, then yeah, I think that's...
Because that's what they did last year.
The Luol Deng contract is a big one because that's a lot of money for a guy who's just not really doing anything.
Well, he's not playing for them. He's not around them. Remember that they traded D'Angelo Russell to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Do you remember who they traded him with? Timofey Mozgov.
Mm-hmm.
A terrible contract that got them a draft pick. I mean, listen, I think there's a lot of trades out there. LeBron's not going to be traded. He's going to finish this season there. But if you're Cleveland and you don't trade him, I think you're dumb. Any chance he goes, he stays in Cleveland right now. And I know that this is what, February 6th or whatever.
And there's a lot of season left. And I think right now, today, no, he's not staying in Cleveland. If they manage some kind of ridiculous turnaround,
which they won't,
which I don't think they will. I just don't see the chemistry there at all. No, I mean, he's not staying. I don't see it happening. I mean, what's keeping him in Cleveland?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. What is keeping him in Cleveland?
I mean, if you're LeBron thinking for LeBron's best interest, it's not in Cleveland anymore.
It's not. That's very true. I don't know what the answer is. In your opinion, is LeBron James starting to show fatigue? Is he not playing as well as he has played?
I think he's not playing as hard as he could play right now because he doesn't have anything to play for.
LeBron James is having one of his career worst months in January.
Yeah.
And that's carried over to February. I guess the question is, do you believe that he's dogging it then? Because if you don't think he's slipping, then he's dogging it.
Yeah.
Because he's not defending the way he's capable. He certainly is not getting after the basketball the way he's capable. Like, in his last 10 games, this guy's averaged 22.8 points a game and shot 47% on a team where he's used to scoring 27, 28 points a night. Is he dogging it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just a big time fall off. To try and make the case that no, he's just tired. That's a huge fall off. I mean, I just don't.
He averaged 20. He went from averaging 28 points in January to 23 points a game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it makes sense that he's dogging it. He's just not trying as hard.
That's terrible. By the way, right now he's averaging 11 points a game in February.
Yeah.
Like, he's not playing well.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's any way to spin this. I think this LeBron James thing is one of the biggest stories in sports. I think it matters. Look at the baseball conversation with salaries. Look at the fact that today, again, Tony Clark, the executive director of the MLB Players Association, came out and accused teams of openly tanking. It's that conversation that matters, because I am one of the guys who believes that you cannot purposefully not spend money so that you lose games.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers are an interesting example. The Lakers are purposefully not spending money. I look at teams like the Clippers trading all their assets away. I look at a team like, well, RKB and the Jazz. I look at that club and I'm like, why are you trading Rodney Hood?
Don't know.
Why are you trading all of your best assets?
There's not a good reason.
You really didn't replace Gordon Hayward. You've always had assets and cap space. And I talked about this for years in Utah. Are the Jazz really trying to win a championship? Can you make me a genuine, honest-to-goodness argument that the LA Lakers right now are trying their best to win a championship next season?
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can't.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, are they doing their level best to win a championship this season? I don't think so. I look at this roster. I look at the way they've played. You cannot tell me that they're 32 points behind the Houston Rockets. 32 points.
Talent-wise, they're not.
32 points. They lost by 32 points to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
They're losing by 11 points to the Pistons.
The Pistons.
They're losing by 12 at San Antonio. They're losing by 24 in Cleveland to OKC. They're losing to Indiana, Toronto, Minnesota, or they're losing to Boston handily, Utah, Sacramento, Golden State. Long losing streak.
And they got embarrassed by Golden State.
Long losing streak. They got embarrassed by the Jazz.
Yeah.
You can't... on prime time, you cannot lose to the Jazz.
Yeah.
On a Saturday on national TV, you can't lose to the Jazz if you're LeBron James. I think there's a good chance that he is dogging it. I think there's a very good chance.
I don't disagree. I think when we look at the points drop off, it only makes sense that he's dogging it. And it all boils down to this. What does he have to play for?
Can you ever remember a player? And you're young.
Yeah.
Can you ever remember a player that's as good as LeBron James? A Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. You pick the player. Bird, Magic, whoever. That goes 2 months as an MVP and then just dies.
Different player.
Done. I don't ever remember that. No. I can't ever remember that. No. And I've covered the NBA for 20-something, almost 30 years.
What does it say about LeBron with where the Cleveland Cavaliers locker room is at? Now, I get Isaiah Thomas has turned into the a-hole of the team, and he's the guy that nobody likes.
Boy,
and I get
that move go wrong.
And I get that. And it has gone wrong. It's kneecapped the Cavs. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But what does it say about where LeBron is at mentally that he's lost the locker room? I mean, he is not – that locker room clearly is not unified.
I don't know. I don't think it's his team.
Whose team is it?
It's Dan Gilbert's team, the owner. The idea that LeBron James is making trades and coaching the team, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
The Kyrie thing, I think, sucked the power out of LeBron James. You know, I think it is – it's one of those things where – dude, I don't know what you call it. I don't know. RKB says 30 years.
30 years what?
Covering the NBA. Darn near. I'm 40. I'm going to be 45 in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh. 2 weeks from yesterday, I'll be 45. My first legitimate job was at WKRS Radio in Waukegan when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I can vividly remember talking about Michael Jordan the first time I was ever on the radio. Like crazy. Anyway, 30 years. Point is, I don't ever remember this with LeBron. I don't ever remember a player just getting his balls ripped off.
That's what's happened. Legit, that's what's going on with LeBron. Flipping the bird to LeBron James.
I think so. I'm fascinated by it. But again, I'd trade LeBron. If I were them, I would trade LeBron.
You would try to facilitate a trade even though he's got the no trade clause.
I would go to him and say, "Hey, look. We're going to do this. I'm willing to send you out west to the Rockets, like your choice out west. I'm willing to try and make a deal work. Are you telling me the Houston Rockets don't figure that out?"
Oh, they do. They do.
Right,
like, because they're already pushing the Warriors. They're right with the Warriors.
The Warriors are the best team in the NBA by a lot. If you're the Warriors, do you trade Draymond and Klay to get LeBron?
I mean, you
that's
try.
A hefty price to pay.
It's a ballsy move to trade LeBron to the Warriors after the saga they've gone through.
See, but again, who is that? One of our Periscopers saying that he'll be a Laker next year. There was something to this, and stick with me on this. Jake and I had a conversation today where I said, it's awfully funny to me that all of a sudden there's this Golden State is going to make an offer to LeBron.
It popped up out of nowhere out of some no-name writer for ESPN.
And then all of a sudden, the Lakers aren't trying to make any moves for
changed their plan.
No, they're not going to try and sign two max contracts this summer. They're going to wait another year.
Huh.
It's like, what in the hell? Paul George, LeBron James, they're wearing purple and gold, right? Wrong. What do you believe? Do you think the Lakers go after LeBron and Paul George? Or do you think that Golden State's legitimately going to make a run at LeBron and either trade or let Klay or Draymond?
Is LeBron James worth Klay Thompson and Draymond?
No. I think the world of Klay Thompson. Yeah. I think you have the best 1-2 shooting combination in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
In Steph and Klay.
Yeah.
I think Draymond Green is unnecessary. I think it's unnecessary. Draymond Green is a guy that does not do any one thing well. He does a bunch of things pretty
decent.
Good. He's not a superstar at any one thing. Inconsistent shooter.
Yeah.
pretty good rebounder, really good defender. But LeBron James, when he's motivated, is a really good defender who shoots the ball pretty damn well. LeBron's better for them than Draymond is. He's not better for them than Klay Thompson is.
Yeah.
In that sphere.
Right.
Right.
Like, because that's LeBron, why the Warriors are good, right? Because they have the whole the flow of that team.
They have a group. They have chemistry. They have a bunch of guys that play well together. Klay Thompson's contribution to the Warriors is always overlooked. Because now you've got, you know, you've got, you know, Kevin Durant is there, and you don't need guys, because Kevin Durant is this superstar who, by the way, does not want to talk about Oklahoma City anymore. And I get it, I guess. But my point is, I think Klay Thompson is terribly underrated and terribly underappreciated. Draymond Green, in my opinion, is just the opposite. Overappreciated and overrated. Punching football players at bars, and I'll take every day Klay Thompson over Draymond Green.
Does the NBA allow that trade to happen?
Yeah, I don't know that this would be them blocking Chris Paul to the Lakers, which they did, right?
That's what I'm saying.
If you had Steph, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, who's your fifth starter? Right? Like, do you start a center?
Probably not.
Probably not, right? So I think you would expect it would be LeBron, Klay, Durant, Curry, and probably, I'm not starting Zsa Pachulia. I'd actually probably start Sean Livingston or a longer guard, depending on who the matchup is. You could start Zsa, I guess.
You could.
But
what about JaVale?
JaVale's a hothead. I'm not a JaVale McGee guy. He's a glue player. You know, he's a guy that'll do some things for you. He'll have big moments, but he'll get dunked on three times a year. You know, like, that team is 100% Klay, KD, Steph. But I also think you have to look at what you're getting from, you know, Iguodala, Livingston, Pachulia at times. I look at, surprisingly, Omri Caspi has given them some important
nice minutes. Yeah.
So they have four superstars that I think is really only three. And if you were able to get LeBron James into that mix, I would give up. I'd give up a Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
To get LeBron James.
And he's a nice player.
He is a nice player.
And I don't think a lot of people know about him.
Jordan Bell is a power forward, a legit 3-4 combo guy. I would give him up with Draymond Green. I am not giving up Klay and Draymond Green to get LeBron James.
Yeah.
What are you willing to give up if you're the Lakers? Are you willing to give up Kuzma, Clarkson? Like, I don't know how you make that money work. You have to put Luol Deng in there.
Yeah, you would have to.
I mean, I would give up almost... I would give up draft picks. I would sell out to get LeBron.
I would be careful with the draft pick side of things, but I would give up a lot of players that I currently have on my roster.
I would. Who's untouchable? I still think Kyle Kuzma's close to untouchable.
He's very close. He's got to get more consistent, but he's young. He's super young.
He is super young. I think I would give up.
Ingram is the only untouchable on that team, in my opinion.
I think Kyle Kuzma's close, even though he's slipped quite a bit. He has struggled. I think I would give up Clarkson, Randall, KCP for sure. Lonzo Ball.
Does Lonzo Ball have trade value?
Well, he's hurt.
Such a tough question, because it's so opinionated, because in my opinion, projections like, hey, where's Kuzma going to be in 5 years? Where's Lonzo going to be in five years? To me, that's very opinion-based. It just is. So I think the Cavs would have to think Ball is a good option.
I just don't understand this whole thing with the Lakers right now. And I know it's Kawhi and Klay and Jimmy Butler, and everybody thinks that Kawhi Leonard's going to leave San Antonio. I don't buy that personally. I also don't think that Jimmy Butler's a must-have free agent. I know he's going to get a max contract. He's a nice player, but I don't think he's a must-have guy. I think Kawhi Leonard's the only must-have guy in 2019. But you can't tell me right now, if the Lakers want it, that they can't get PG3 and LeBron James this summer. Like, you can't tell. I just don't believe that.
Would you like that team? Would you like it if LeBron went to Golden State? Would you like that super
me
team?
Off. I would not. It would make me root against them, and I don't. I'm actually one of the few people I think outside of Oakland who doesn't root against Golden State. Like I enjoy watching them play. I think they're incredibly enjoyable.
Yeah.
To watch Golden State play.
Yeah.
If you get LeBron has turned into a heel. He is Hulk Hogan in NWO, right? Like he is Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You don't even get that reference, do you? You do not even get that reference. You don't. People, do you understand what I'm dealing with? That my 24-year-old doesn't understand who Hollywood Hulk Hogan is. Anyway, point is, I think LeBron James is a heel now. I don't think he's a, I don't think he's a fan favorite. I don't think he's I honestly, and I guess this goes back to Izzy slipping. He's not even a guy that I'm paying to see right now. Like there
who are you paying to see?
Golden State.
Yeah.
Really, the Rockets are fun to watch.
Yep.
Oklahoma City. I'd pay to see Oklahoma City. I think. I look at some of the other teams, like I'd pay to see the Sixers.
T-Wolves?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Donovan Mitchell, I'd pay to see every night. Not Cleveland. Giannis.
Boston.
I'd pay to see Giannis. Boston for sure. Not that.
The Lakers.
Less than half the league. Less than half the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually enjoy the Lakers. Right. I like watching the Lakers play.
Right, yeah.
So I think so. There's just less than half the league. I'm not paying to see the Knicks right now, even though Kristaps is there. The Raptors are boring.
Yeah, they are.
I know you're a DeMar guy. The Raptors
are
boring.
I'm not a Raptors guy. I'm a DeMar guy.
The Nets are terrible. The Bulls are terrible. The Cavs, the Pistons are incredibly uninteresting. Do the Pacers still play basketball?
Who?
The Indianapolis Pacers.
Oh, yeah, I think they do.
Atlanta, nah. Charlotte, nah. The Heat, nah. By the way, the Heat are said to be one of the teams that will be most active at the trade deadline. Do you trade Hassan Whiteside?
For what? Picks?
I don't know. Are you willing to trade him? Because he's not having the year that you hoped he would have.
Yeah, but...
14-11... He's blocking less than two shots a game
now.
You'd
love to see him more at like 17, 18, and 15,
He should be a 20-12 guy.
Yeah.
He should be a 20-point, 12-rebound guy, and he's not. And I like Hassan, but he's only played 35 games. He always misses time injured.
Yeah.
I'd have Hassan Whiteside on my team.
Yeah, I would. Whiteside or Gobert?
Oh, come on. Rudy Gobert is an elite defensive player. Everybody says I'm biased because I work there. I think Rudy Gobert is the best center in basketball. There's not another center that I would want. I'm not taking Dwight Howard. Like, who's a center that you're like, oh, I got to have that guy? Kristaps really is a four, not a five. And if you're asking me Kristaps or Gobert, I'm taking the freaking unicorn. But I look at some of these guys.
What about the guy in Houston?
No. Capella?
Yeah.
Clint Capella, no. Dwight Howard, no. DeMarcus Cousins is a four. Marc Gasol is fat, no. I mean, the only guy, here's the question. The only guy that I really say to myself, hey, I've got to have him instead of Gobert, is Karl-Anthony Towns. But he's a power forward, right?
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert is a true center.
Which
he's
is not
better
good
than
Rudy.
Andre Drummond. Well, no, it's not, because he's fairly one-dimensional.
Yeah.
He's better than Andre Drummond, in my opinion. I Anthony Davis, I don't know. With Boogie there, is Anthony Davis a center or a power forward?
They're both.
Right?
They're both.
So, The answer is I don't know. Do you not put your phone on airplane mode? Ugh, rookie. Anyway, the answer is there's not another center over Gobert that I would take.
Oh.
There truly is not.
Bro, do you
mine,
not put
mine
your...
Mine is on... Our phones are exploding right now. Mine is on airplane mode.
And it's still rent.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, all of my stuff is
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, oh, well, because I have Wi-Fi calling. Thank you, Jake. Anyway, point is, yeah, I think Gobert is the best center in basketball. I think Karl Anthony Towns is a power forward.
He is.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let me get to Magic Johnson. Speaking of the Lakers.
This is a joke.
Is Magic Johnson a good executive, in your opinion? I mean,
I don't think he's a good executive. I think he's a great networking people person because of his name. And I think he's got a ton of connections that afford him a ton of opportunities, which gives him the surface level great executive brand.
So here we go again with Magic Johnson.
Yep.
You'll remember on the Jimmy Kimmel show last year, he essentially said, and not even essentially, is that good lemonade? Thank you.
It is.
Magic Johnson basically said, we're pursuing Paul George.
Yeah.
On the Jimmy Kimmel show. Like, he actually made a joke and winked at Jimmy, and he got fined 50 G's for that. So Magic Johnson knew that you can't go on TV. He knew it. You can't go on TV and piss off my dogs.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Right.
My dogs being the NBA front office. Those,
right,
are,
of
those are my dogs, yeah, dog. But he did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson went on ESPN and talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo. And people are like, oh, come on. He said he was going to be an MVP and he's going to put the you know, Milwaukee on the map. That's considered tampering. You cannot do that. And why can you not do that? Because that's, you could be sending a message to him. You could be saying, hey, you're going to be an MVP. We love you here in LA. Come be a Laker. He got fined $50,000 again today.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
He got fined again today.
Again.
That's $100,000 in fines for tampering in less than a year for Magic Johnson. And I'm just curious, in your opinion, has he done a good job for the Lakers?
Yeah.
He has.
I think he has. Yeah, I think they've the development, and you clearly see them getting better.
Was Lonzo Ball a good pick for them?
No,
he was not.
No, he was not.
No, he was not. Is he developing talent?
Yeah, I would say he is.
As the, what is he, the director of basketball? You think he is?
Well, I don't think he is personally, but I think his organization is.
I totally disagree.
Well, how are you going to knock him for not developing talent personally, but then say that the organization that he runs is developing talent?
Dude, where's Tony Bradley? Yeah, I don't know either. Do you know who Tony Bradley is? He was their second first-round pick, 28th overall this past year. Never heard of him. Brandon Ingram, good. Ivica Zubic. Ho. Bust.
He's played for them.
He has, but not considerable. D'Angelo Russell.
Good player. Turned into a good asset. They traded
him. They traded him to Brooklyn.
Right. But
Larry Nance Jr.
Right, but you can't just skip over that.
27,
they developed him. They developed him and turned him into a good asset.
They
good enough to trade him.
He was the number two pick in the 2015 draft.
Right.
Who, by the way, wasn't Magic's pick. I get it. But I'm just looking at all this talent that they've drafted and all the busts and the misses. Is D'Angelo Russell now a good pick?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Larry Nance Jr., first round, 27th pick, 2015. Good pick?
I would say decent pick, yeah.
I'm going to say that's a miss. Say that's a miss. Brandon Ingram, excellent pick. Number two overall last year, 2016.
Uh-huh.
Better drafts, the Lakers or the Utah Jazz? I think they're about equal.
They're about equal. I would say the Lakers because they've actually been able to do something with their players. The Jazz haven't been able to.
Well, they've done good things with their players, like Devin Booker.
Yeah, they sent him to Phoenix.
They sent him to Phoenix.
Yeah.
That was a really good job. No, I'm being a dick. Sorry. The point is, I think the Lakers have missed on a lot of these picks. Julius Randle, 7th overall pick in 2014. You're probably trading that guy. Bust.
But how does that make him a bust? That's what I'm saying.
Because
like, how do you define him as a bust?
Pick the
right, and he just came in and dominated Carmelo Anthony, and he's a bust.
Well, he hasn't turned into a franchise player. When you get picked in the top 10 picks, you should be a franchise player. D'Angelo Russell should be a franchise player. Bust. Brandon Ingram is turning into that franchise player. I got news for you. Lonzo Ball will never be.
Yeah, that's a bust.
Never
pick.
Be.
It's a bust pick.
Never.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have picked him.
I have trouble calling Julius Randle a bust. I just do. I just do.
Evaluate him. Number one, number seven pick, first overall, 2014, Julius Randle.
Yeah.
He is a guy that when you look at his numbers, he averages 12.6 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that came in, broke his foot. He is a guy that shoots under 50% from the floor at the four. He shoots 26% from three. He's not producing. Now, he has long stretches against guys like Carmelo Anthony, who's fat and over the hill, where he's pushing him, and it's like, oh, yeah, boy, this guy looks good. Yeah, he looks good.
Okay, so who would he have to be good?
It's not a guy. It's several guys. It's a guy every night that Julius Randle says, that's my boy, and I'm going to beat him routinely. And that's not who Julius is, because mentally that's not who Julius is. And maybe I'm being too harsh. I just think Julius Randle's not talented enough to be the number seven overall pick. I think Larry Nance is a second-round pick. I think D'Angelo Russell was a complete bust. Bust. Like, he is not... He's going to be a better player for somebody else. It's not going to be the Lakers. He was the number two pick. Brandon Ingram is the guy that you hope turns into something. That's the guy you hope turns into something. And Lonzo Ball... Dude, I don't know what you say about Lonzo Ball. And Tony Bradley, I don't know what you do with him. But, I mean, he's played eight games for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that. So my point is, it's great. And I say this about the Jazz, too. It's great to have all these assets and draft picks and money. But if you turn them into Dante Exum and Julius Randle, you're never going to win. Mm-hmm. If you turn them into Devin Booker in Phoenix and Gordon Hayward in Boston, you're never going to win. If you hang on to guys like Derek Favors and Luol Deng, you're never going to win. Like they're making a lot of the same mistakes. And the difference is they're not a really crappy franchise who has terrible ownership, because both these teams now have really good ownership. Jeannie Buss is a really good owner, right? The Miller family are really good NBA owners.
Yeah.
Show me you want to win. And I think the Lakers, that's the difference between the Lakers and a lot of other shitty teams in the NBA. The Lakers genuinely want to win. I don't know that the Suns want to win. I don't know that the Jazz, I think, want to sell cars. They don't want to win championships, right? Like, so
right.
I can't say that they want to sell out to win. That's a thing for me that I don't see that coming.
Right.
So here nor there, I guess. Hey, I want to talk about El Chapo. We're at 43 minutes deep into this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even gotten to baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball or SpaceX and El Chapo?
SpaceX and El Chapo. Baseball can wait.
Okay. Baseball can wait. El Chapo, the notorious drug kingpin. You know that he is in jail in Manhattan, in a supermax jail, right? Like, he's not even, he's solitary confinement, like, nothing. Because he breaks out of jails in Mexico like he's there on a trip. Like the guy's playing Clue in a night out. But he's not. He's in a supermax in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, now he's got to go to trial for being a notorious drug trafficker.
Right.
And it's going to be a jury trial. If you get that letter in the mail... Do you find somebody with the flu and hopefully contract it from them? I mean, like, what do you do? Do you report for jury duty if you think it's Al Chapo's trial?
Well, first of all, do you buy that the court can keep the jury anonymous? Because that's what they said. They're gonna keep the jury anonymous.
Al Chapo's got more money than God, right? Like, I don't care if he's in jail or not. The guy's got a ton of money.
So with that said, if you don't trust the court to keep the jury's names anonymous, and I'm with you, I wouldn't trust him either.
No, hell no.
I don't know what you do, man. What do you do? You give it away? You can't give it away. Like, you have to go. You don't have a choice.
No, hey, man.
Never got it? Shred it?
Can't. Jury duty.
Like, what happens if you don't go to jury duty?
They can find you in contempt of court. If they send you a letter and you just ignore it, you better move. Shit, man. If you're in New York and you're
just
in Manhattan
out of state.
And you get a letter, you're like, no, dude, I live
if
in...
If you got the jury summons to go to jury court or whatever, you would move. You would leave the state.
In Manhattan for El Chapo? Yeah, because I'm not going to die. I'm not going to put my family's life at risk. There's no chance I'm doing that. No way. What's the line from The Dark Knight? You can't protect me. You can't protect yourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're El Chapo's coming for that ass, dude. No chance. I'm not reporting. You want to hold me in contempt? I'm in contempt. Guilty as charged. By the way, if I did actually wind up in court sitting for jury, I'd be like, yeah, man, I love drug dealers. Man, I got to tell you, man, drug dealers are awesome.
El Chapo, that cocaine volume you did last year was amazing, bro.
And El Chapo, look, I'm talking to you, dude. I'm a tunnel builder like ain't nobody's business. So whenever you land in federal prison, I'm gonna dig a tunnel under your cell. We're getting you out of there. Like, I'm going full in.
It'll go right under Trump's wall. It'll go right under Trump's wall.
I mean, it'll be amazing, man. I'll have you in Guadalajara through that tunnel. I'm going to build a bullet train underground for you. It's going to be amazing.
Me and Elon Musk are tight.
Like, I would just be way over the top pro.
Right.
El Chapo, because even though I think he's a dirtbag and he's disgusting, there's no chance in the world I'm serving on that jury.
Because
if he gets found guilty, your family's dead. Or at least that's what I would think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What is this like?
What?
Is this a Jay-Z run we're going on here? Right?
I can't play Jay-Z now?
You can. I'm all the way up. Speaking of all the way up.
Yeah. See? That's why I played the song. It's very fitting.
Do you want to ride on SpaceX's Falcon Heavy?
Nah.
Oh, I do. I want the Tesla Roadster they sent to Mars today.
Dude, that's badass.
Would you want to go to space? SpaceX, if you didn't hear today, SpaceX sent their Falcon Heavy rocket, the most powerful rocket ever in the history of rockets.
Yeah.
Even little Rocket Man in the North Peninsula thing over there by the Olympics.
Little guy.
You know, little dude with a terrible haircut, Fedez. Anyway, like, we have more powerful rockets at SpaceX
My
than Rocket
bigger.
Man. Hey, Don, call me. We got bigger rockets than Rocket Man. Anyway, point is, SpaceX, Elon Musk, Tesla, he owns SpaceX, right? So he sent a Tesla Roadster with a space dummy dressed in a spacesuit in the driver's seat to Mars today.
Yeah.
By the way, if you've got money to send a Tesla Roadster in the space, you're living right. Would you want to be the guy in the seat of that Roadster?
No. No, hell no.
Are you scared of going to space?
I mean, I just think it's death, dude. You're not living. I mean, are you prepared to die in space?
Probably not.
Because, I mean, right? Because if they launch your ass to Mars...
What would it take for you to go to space? A Tesla every year for the rest of your life?
No. I would need to live for like 20 years leading up to it, however I wanted to live.
A Lambo for the rest of... A new Lambo every year for the rest of your life. You can sell it, you can keep it, you can do whatever you want.
Nah, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. No.
Wow. Yeah, I'd go to space. I wouldn't like it. And I wouldn't want to go to Mars.
It's sketch. Man.
I'm not the Mars dude.
Sketch.
But if you said to me, hey, we'll send you around the Earth one time, and it'll take 2 days, and we'll just put you in the front seat of this rocket ship, and we're going to shoot you up there, you'll be back in 2 days. All right, good, I'm down. Let's do it. Am I the only guy who's willing to do it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I am the only guy willing to do it? Tesla for the rest of my life every year. Okay. Like, I would do it. I would do it. What do you got to lose? Well,
your life.
But other than that, I would do it.
It's not a problem.
I would do it. Hit me on Twitter, The Monty Show, M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show. By the way, so we built a new house in South Phoenix.
Oh,
for those of you in Phoenix, Arizona. And by the way, thank you so much for supporting this show. Phoenix is a huge market on our podcast. On SoundCloud and on iTunes, The Monty Show, M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show. I really appreciate that. I live on South Mountain in Phoenix. And frankly, we've pushed out the poor people to build like tons of new build houses down here. That's the legitimate truth. It's called gentrification. It's a nasty term. Pisses a bunch of people off, whatever.
Right, we get it.
But that's the truth down here. Like, that's what Phoenix is doing. They're building... They're doing new builds, and they're pushing out ghettos. Well, today, at about 10:15 to 10:30, in our little, you know, new housing community, one of the owners got broken into.
Yeah.
They broke a window in his bathroom, jumped through the window, rummaged through his nightstands in his bedroom, ran through his house, and left. Lock me all the way down now. I'm not happy about that. And it's frankly why I have a Glock 9 sitting on the desk over here. But I don't know. Does this change the way you feel about living here?
On some level.
So when we lived in L.A., we had our car broken in two and we caught the people doing it. And if you listen to my radio show, you know I've talked about this. Like, we caught the people neck deep into a car.
Yep.
On our driveway.
Fully committed.
Yeah, and they eventually got arrested, and they were like this huge car theft ring. When we lived in Sandy, Utah, we had a drug addict breaking into houses where I lived. And I actually lived in a nice neighborhood there. I think it's inevitable when you live in a nice neighborhood that crime is going to come and find you. And I think that's why we own guns. Now, if somebody broke into my house, I would have no problem pulling out my gun. None. I have it for a reason. I'm not looking to kill anybody, but hey, man, if you're breaking into my house, you're saying you're all right getting shot.
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, we had this discussion about package stealers. I'm with you,
okay,
bro.
Okay, I'm still not ready to shoot a guy who steals a package off my porch. I'm not.
It's on your property.
So you're pulling
there
your gun out.
There is no difference between somebody who is on your property illegally taking your possession and someone inside your house. No difference.
Bro, he dove through the guy's bathroom window.
He
as opposed to walking up to our front door and taking a package, which, knock on wood, thankfully has not happened to us yet. I'm not willing to take the leap and say I'd shoot that guy.
On the other side of things, you know, this bro's house was, his security system was a little flawed. He had some issues.
A lot
so
flawed.
We're trying to figure out what exactly happened and why they picked his house. Now, his house is on a corner by a busy
a main street. On a corner.
You know, so that could
beautiful
be part
home.
Of it. But the worrisome thing for us is we're in that same position.
But we're two blocks off the street, which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
And there's a reason we picked this lot. But I don't know. I'm not ready to shoot a guy.
It just wakes you up. It wakes you up.
Yeah, I'm not ready to shoot a guy for stealing a package, but you come into my house and I'm happy to kill you.
Yeah,
I'm happy to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm a gun owner for a reason. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think you have to have an alarm system on your house.
Have to.
And they don't pay us to be on the show.
And the problem is we do real estate, so we see the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. We're Vivint customers. They don't pay us to be on the show. I'm just telling you, we have Vivint. And I'm happy with it. I had some issues when they installed it, but other than that, the system works great. I don't know how you don't have cameras and DVR capability on your security system. I just don't. I don't know. So there you go. Tomorrow we'll talk about the fact that there are 9 teams who have cut their Major League Baseball payrolls by at least 20%. 9 teams in Major League Baseball have taken at least a 20% slash to their payroll numbers.
Yeah, dude.
Don't tell me there's no collusion in Major League Baseball. Don't. Find me on Twitter, The Monty Show. MONTY, The Monty Show. See you tomorrow. Say goodbye, Jake. I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me. If it's all right.
Bye.